This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
All right, guys. A lot of folks were excited about Milton Williams. Doesn't look like that's happening. According to Shefty, the Carolina Panthers are working to finalize a deal with Philadelphia Eagles defensive tackle Milton Williams, per a source.
So, I bet he's getting paid real well.
Well, Carolina's defense, god-awful.
Yeah.
So I think that will help. definitely a tough day with Twitter broken for free agency, but we're persevering here. Trying to make it work, trying to look at blue sky and threads and all this other stuff. Milton Williams is the first dude that I thought really could have made a chance, could have helped. Diana's saying that's a done deal now. Rossini says Milton Williams to Carolina, done deal. The Giants, there was talk about this Saints defensive back, Paulson Adebo. He signed with your New York Giants, White Brian. How you feeling? Getting better in Jersey.
They have a lot of positions of need, but that's probably the most important besides quarterback. So,
okay,
I like it.
The Jags made Jordan Lewis of the Dallas Cowboys the highest paid nickel corner in the NFL. It's 3 years with $20 million fully guaranteed. So it's really like a year and a half fully guaranteed. It's a lot is happening. Hard to kind of keep track of it all. The Titans, wow, just came up with some serious cash for a left tackle. 4 years, $82 million, $50 million guaranteed for Steelers left tackle Dan Moore. That's a lot, man.
Hey, man, people have needs, and they're finding the money to pay those needs. You know, left tackles, D linemen, D tackles, D ends, those guys are going to get paid, man. The more the top-notch guy quarterbacks get paid, you got to pay the guys that protect them and the guys that go after them.
You know what's funny just from like a straight content perspective is the days of like a website constantly updating stuff and people re-clicking on it, that's pretty much been killed away by social media because you can just have your feed constantly updating.
Mm-hmm.
But because Twitter's broken, I bet all these websites like – I'm looking at Hogs Haven right now, just refreshing that every couple minutes. And just because I can't really be on my phone texting folks while I'm trying to do the radio. And I think Standing's got one running on the Athletics page, just kind of a free agency tracker. These trackers are going to do well today, man, because nobody has
the other stuff isn't working.
A single resource. This is actually, I saw a tweet from Nate Dogg that I thought was pretty good. I am not necessarily surprised by the pace with which Washington is operating. I think anybody that thought this is going to be hot and heavy right away. Barstool Nate tweeted this out earlier. I thought it was pretty good. Adam Peters is going to methodically feel out free agency. This is year two of the rebuild, and he already traded for a corner and a wide receiver. He knows what he's doing. I think on the whole, we sleep on the Lattimore and the Debo trades. I don't think that means it's over in the slightest.
Yeah.
The fact that nothing has happened with Hendrickson yet, like there wasn't some team that the Chargers didn't immediately announce we've traded for him, means it's kind of just going to slowly unfold. And the Bengals aren't a particularly fast organization. Here's a question. Maybe we open the phones on this. We're only an hour into free agency.
Mm-hmm.
Washington has money to spend, not a zillion dollars like the Patriots, but Washington has money to spend.
Yeah.
Is Debo the biggest move this team makes? Like, have we already seen the big move?
I don't think it is. I think something is still in the works. That's just a feel I have.
Sure. I tend to agree with you. Does that have to be Hendrickson, or do you think there could be something else nobody's even thinking of?
I don't know how it could be someone else we're not thinking of.
I think there are always disgruntled players looking for cash that maybe don't make the big noise about it. I think Hendrickson is the move, right? But that doesn't mean it's the only move.
Yeah.
If you look around the NFL, kind of like what's available, who it could be, I do agree with you. It seems like it's Henderson. Mm-hmm. That doesn't mean that's the only thing it can be. I'm with you, though. I don't think the Debo move is the last big thing that's going to happen.
Yeah, I don't.
I never really thought I thought it was at least a 50-50 shot Garrett was getting moved.
The whole time, you know, I said, bro, does he want a new contract? And sometimes, let's be real, he may not like where he's at, but that contract he signed make it a little better
right.
to deal with it. You know, he's going to ball out. He's getting paid for it. But when guys start saying, I want to trade, and they, like this year, everybody seemed to go right back, except Debo. Debo wanted to trade. They sent him somewhere else. Most guys signed back with their team. Max Crosby popped up. Boom, got paid. Set the market. And the next day, the Browns said, hey, we don't care how much money we got. We're paying our quarterback. We're going to pay you, too. How are they going to pay anybody?
I don't know.
That team, how are they going to develop anything?
Yeah. I love the discourse from Myles Garrett, who was all about winning. Hey, man, I need to chase some Super Bowls. And then 40 mil a year is on the table. It's like, I am comfortable. We will get to the Super Bowl.
I am not knocking him for that.
No, me either.
You get that opportunity. Listen, bro, I'm about winning. I'm going to keep trying. I'm going to put my best foot forward. But I'm not going to walk away from this.
Totally.
That's life-changing.
Jeffrey, is a big move coming, or was Debo the big move?
In my heart, I think Debo was the big move. And I wouldn't be mad if that was the only way, because he has said he wanted to build to the draft through the draft. I know we had a discussion last week where we were like, building through the draft may not always necessarily mean – you know, going through the draft, but just using those draft picks.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, though. In my gut feeling, it's like I'm not hyped. Now, if something big happen, oh, yeah, I'm all for it. But I don't feel it. Not in my heart right now.
Okay. We do have another big one. Big money, anyway. Carlton Davis, cornerback, just signed with New England. 3 years, 60 mil, 35 mil fully guaranteed. The Pats have a lot of money to spend, and they're
spending it too.
Yeah, dude. Like, I think they're spending one way or another. Is that's an Auburn guy?
Yep, War Eagle.
Yeah, look at that. You should just cheer for Auburn and stop worrying about the Giants for a little bit.
I've kind of started to do that.
May help you out a little bit, though.
Yo, I know it probably feels good to be an Auburn fan right now in basketball season, but like, did you enjoy football season? Isn't that more important?
Not the past couple of years, but they're supposed to be better this year.
Is Hugh Freeze still the coach?
I've been hearing that for like the last 4 or 5 years.
Yeah, he's still there.
Good luck. Good luck with all that. I I don't know, man. As far as if a big move's coming, I won't rule out Hendrickson until Hendrickson is traded somewhere else.
Yeah.
And I think you gotta split up the trade comp if it is, you know what I mean? Like, if the second doesn't get it done and you have to add something else, that's got to come from next year. Because you just don't have the juice this year to do all that.
Mm-hmm.
And there's still a ton more, like, positional signings I think Washington has to do. Jeff, you talking about your heart. Where does your heart feel Jeremy Chin's going?
He's staying with us. And I'm not speaking anything else against that. Let me keep the positivity there.
Okay. There's I'm checking in on
the chat. Running back. We'll see.
Yeah.
You know, you hear those reports that Washington definitely wants him back. Well, they'll show him in that offer.
800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. Now, so far, Washington has made one move. They got Javon Kinlaw, formerly with the Jets, previously with the Niners. If you go back, you ask people, stuff with the Jets last year wasn't great, but nothing with the Jets was great. Do you think it's fair to try to evaluate a player where the head coach was fired, whatever that was, week 8, and the whole season was just surrounded by drama?
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Repeat your whole thing again.
How much of an evaluation do you take from the Jets with Kinlaw last year?
Not much. I mean, that whole thing was messed up from the beginning. You go to a team, because he had familiarity with the head coach. You get there. They get rid of the head coach. The quarterback is running the team, per se. He's getting all his friends over there. It changed from being a defensive team to an offensive damn team. Quickly. So I don't, anybody that was having issues last year on that team, I'd probably say, you know, I'd give them a pass that year.
Agreed.
If I showed up to a team and the coach that I believed in is not running things, the quarterback is running things, then that he doesn't even show up to damn training camp till later because he has some meeting, a mini camp till later because he had planned something. I'll be like, dog, hold on now. You didn't know this stuff was going to be happening? You know what I'm saying? And then when I watch how everything is favored towards him and nobody else, I probably, as much as I would try to be giving my best, it doesn't come out. We know when people are not treating us fairly, it's hard to 100% give your everything to them.
So, looking at this Kinlaw stuff, one thing that would give me a little bit of pause is during the combine process, some teams flagged him for arthritic knees. And then in 22, he missed 11 games. But he hasn't missed a game in the last two seasons. Hasn't been wildly productive, but he hasn't missed a game in the last two seasons. So, you know, the injury stuff exists, but injury stuff exists for every player. Like, anybody can get hurt at any moment.
Anytime.
Let's see what Saint in D.C. says. What's up, Saint?
Hey, what's up, JP, man? Appreciate everything you guys are doing. JP, this is Saint from Traverse Dive. But, yeah,
what's up, man?
Listening to you guys as I'm driving. And I would just say Washington free agents that they do have, they can afford to lose them and replace them. These guys aren't irreplaceable. So at the end of the day, you just want to see what the market is going to dictate for a guy like a Chen, a Diami Brown, and so on. But you can afford to lose these guys. It's not like, you know, these are blue-chip players that that you're hoping to necessarily retain, and you're going to go downhill if you don't retain a Jeremy Chen, a Diami Brown. So I just think you play the wait-out game and make sure you don't overpay. And see what that market dictates for those two individuals and whoever else you're interested in retaining.
Yeah, dude, I don't disagree with that. I don't think they need to feel desperation to move with anybody. I think they can see what Diami gets or see what Chin gets. Frankly, I think they've probably talked to both of those guys and said, yo, we'd be interested, but
let us know. But I know one thing. You don't want to give – I mean, I understand not a pooch, but – blue chip guy, but not every guy on your team gonna be a blue chip. You don't want to lose a guy. He could be a red chip, and you're not gonna get rid of that red chip and bring in a brown chip. So the person you bring in better be better than the one that you let go.
Nah, definitely, I agree with you, but I feel like at that safety position, you still have a Hufanga out there and other safeties. Even at the wide receiver position, this is probably the deepest wide receiver free agent class that we've seen in a long time. Of guys that bring so many different things to the table, from route running to downfield threat to possession guys, so on. So, yeah, like you said, B. Mitch, you don't want to lose that brown chip for a red chip. But at the end of the day, you know, I think that there's still a lot of opportunity, and we're only, what, 1 hour into into the tampering period. So we'll see how it plays out. But I don't think they're scared to lose any of these guys. I think a behind closed doors agreement was, hey, you know, let us know what you get, and if we feel comfortable matching it, we'll do so. If not, we'll decline, and we wish you the best.
Yeah.
Thank you, buddy.
That's how the good teams work.
All right, man. You guys take care.
Appreciate the call.
How the good teams work.
Let's try Paul in D.C. Paul, you got big moves coming?
Yeah, well, I think Debo was the big move. I want to comment on the brother that just now got finished talking. I agree with him, but there's certain ones like B. Mitch said. You know, you get rid of the blue chip. You know what I mean? And what it's going to look like. And then not only that, they also talked about a brotherhood. You know what I mean? And all of them sold in to the brotherhood, which means that we're getting guys, man, that has the attitude, you know, that we would like to have to take us to this next level. I think from this point on, I think they're going to be filling in the pieces, B. Mitch and JP. I think they're going to be filling in the pieces with the puzzle, and I'm just trusting this right now as it goes, bro.
All right, man.
Thanks for the call, dude. I agree with you. I mean, they still have so much space. I mean, just like straight up numbers game, they probably at this point have 52-ish people signed to the roster.
Yeah.
Like, they still have a lot they need to do. So, yeah, it's going to be a numbers game. And this is how they operated last year. They just plugged a lot of holes with free agency. And I think they'll keep it going. I'll take one more call here. MC is in Herndon. What's up, MC?
Hey, thanks for taking my call, gentlemen.
What's up, bro?
JP, relax a little bit. Let the guy get in the building before you call him an injury-prone player. Come on, man.
Before I call who, what?
The organization know what they're doing.
What?
What did you say?
What did you say?
I said, calm down, JP. Let the guy get in the building before you call him an injury-prone player.
I didn't say anybody was injury prone. But in two seasons.
The way you turn the conversation is like, how do you feel about in-law? You know, bro, he's been hurt a couple years.
Sir, my job is to look at the body of work. And when a dude plays 10 games in 2 years, I'm going to point that out.
The organization know what they're doing. This is not Daniel Snyder's squad anymore.
I agree. And what I've said repeatedly, which apparently you missed, is that Adam Peters must feel a level of comfort with Kinlaw going back to the Niners days for him to go and target him. And I pointed out that he hasn't missed a game in the last 2 years, but you conveniently chose what you wanted to hear.
And also, B-Mitch, why don't you help JP out with his outfit when you're on Channel 4, man? Come on.
Man, I'm not a fashion designer.
You sound like one, though. John's in Herndon. John, what up?
Hi, this is John. Is it me?
Yeah, dude, ahead, you're John. Up. What's up, John?
Okay.
Look at the body of work. And when a dude...
Turn your radio down, brother.
Yep. So, yeah, for me, I'm just happy with this front office. I mean, I'm the guy that just wanted to see improvement over four games. Last season, happy as hell. I agree with everything you've said, that, this is Adam Peters' team. This is a guy that he knows. And, he hasn't missed a game at all. And the Jets situation is about as messed up as any player have to go through. So, yeah, I'm pretty happy with this. And I do think there's one big deal left. I think we're going to get a good edge somewhere.
All right, man.
I think it would be – I think it's premature to suggest there isn't. Like, we don't know. Obviously, exactly. Things could change. But until Hendrickson goes somewhere else – and there's also, you never know when the new deal is popping up. Something random, something unexpected. Thank you for the call.
I'm sure they're taking calls, calling people, trying to figure some things out.
Yeah, dude. The internet's working in Ashburn. 96% of the world's internet runs through Ashburn. They're all right over there. They're going to make it work. I think it's going to be fascinating to watch this. The biggest L, I think, so far in free agency today is the Patriots. By all accounts, the Patriots swung big to try to get Godwin, and it did not work.
Mm-hmm.
And Godwin chose to stay in Tampa. I think there's an underrated guys really like playing with Baker. Because Evans last year, Godwin's sticking around. They're getting paid, too. But if you're leaving money on the table, I know you correctly pointed out the taxes thing.
It's tax-free.
Yeah, but... by all accounts, the Patriots offered a lot more money.
Yeah. Tax-free money is a lot more money, too.
I don't know.
It makes it even.
It depends how much more it was.
Yeah, check it out. If you have to pay them 8% on all that money, that's a lot of damn money, bro.
But I don't you also think he wanted to stay where he was?
Yeah, he could want him to stay. I don't know if it's all about Baker, though, to be totally honest with you.
I'm saying the organization, yeah, everything. It's where he was drafted.
You're in Tampa. It's warm. It's tax-free.
Right.
You got an overall good feeling of the team in the area. That could be the whole thing. I don't know if it's just about Baker.
Phone lines open the remainder of the show. We got a lot going on. It is day one of NFL free agency. The tampering period is open. And let me tell you, as the tampering period heats up, so are the temperatures in D.C. Supposed to get up into the 70s this week. You better be sure your air conditioning system can keep up. Now is the perfect time to schedule a $99 cooling and heating check with the five-star experts at Crop Metcalf. For just $99, a Crop Metcalf five-star technician will check both your home's cooling and heating system for one low price. There are a bunch of benefits to a Crop Metcalf maintenance check, including increasing the efficiency of your system while decreasing your energy bills. And if you check a small problem before they turn into a big one, it'll save you money. Don't wait. Call today. Get peace of mind no matter what the crazy weather does. Call 1-800-GO-CROP or visit cropmetcalf.com. Crop Metcalf is the home of the five-star technician.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan.
The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.